Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Abierta entre los almacenes y los silbidos,
en cuál
de sus movimientos metálicos vivía lo indestructible, lo imperecedero, la vida.
We'll be right back.
Cuando la mano de color de arcilla se convirtió en arcilla, y cuando los pequeños párpados se cerraron, llenos de ásperos muros, poblados de castillos, y cuando todo el hombre se enredó en su agujero, quedó
here we go, man. There's Los Jaivas. Los Jaivas, I played this group, this band, plenty times before. These guys are the co-founders, or founders, I should say, of the folk, jazz, rock, protest songs, music for the Latin American continent. Yeah, what you just listened to right now was the one of the poems by Pablo Neruda that would, it's called The Heights of Machu Picchu, right? And it's a book of poems, you know, dedicated to Machu Picchu and the surrounding of the area of Machu Picchu, like Cusco and all those locations. And yeah, these guys, they did a concert there, and at the top, you know, where the ancient town was many years ago, and yeah, somebody mentioned it the other day, and I thought, well, yeah, I will play on the show. I will play a track, you know, because most of the tracks are pretty long, you know, and all the tracks, all the music that they made was thinking on the basis of the lyrics, you know, the poems, the actual poem that Pablo Neruda wrote, and that book became so popular, and also their album, you know, they made an album out of that. It's called Alturas de Machu Picchu, the Heights of Machu Picchu. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it, you know, it's actually out there. And maybe, I think the concert also, the live concert from Machu Picchu, is available. Yeah, I've got it. I've got it because someone from, a friend of mine from a Chilean guy who came to visit us in Sheffield many years ago from Germany. And in Germany, one of the TV channels, you know, showed the whole concert live and direct. So my friend recorded it. Also, well, obviously, he brought me a present, you know, with the music, you know, and the video. Oh, man, the video. You know, remember the videos? VHS, Betamax, Video 2000, Hi8, Hi8. Anyway, we enjoyed it. We thought it was an excellent idea. You know, this guy started to actually, put music to the beautiful lyrics by Pablo Neruda. Amigos, I want to tell you something about an event that is a friend of mine. Well, it's a friend of mine now because I met him not long ago. He was organizing a night of music of blues music, you know, and he's eventually got it together now. And this is going to take place, the first one, this next Thursday, or I think it's next Thursday, 23rd, must be, well, on the 23rd of July, from 6 till 11 o'clock at the highway and in Sheffield S13GF. It's a free for the public event featuring vinyl activities and creative networking with live blues taking us into the sunset. Wow, into the sunset. Ooh. Anyway, yeah, on the 23rd of July, between 6 and 11 o'clock, the highway at Sheffield S13GF. It's free to get in, and why not stand up, you know, and have a drink and enjoy the music, you know, the melodies and everything. My friend Hassan is organizing this, and I'm sure that being the first one, you know, it's kind of difficult, you know, to start, to kick off. But as the time goes by, you know, you will let all the people know, and those people will, all the people know. So eventually, it's going to be a good turnout, hopefully. Okay, I'll remind you of that later on throughout the show, okay? Now, I wanted to mention the what's going on in South America right now. You know, it's pretty horrible, the situation that has turned out to be, with Argentinian fans, you know, being racist towards Egypt, towards anyone who is not Argentinian. Even in Argentina, they're racist, you know, to their own native people, you know, the aborigines, you know. So, a terrible thing, you know, because I don't know, this is the atmosphere, is the vibes, you know, that the new president, the self-proclaimed Jewish, Zionist Jewish, he says, I am the most Zionist president in the whole world. This is Milei, by the way, Milei, the president of Argentina. It's a dirty dog, anyway, because he's giving away land that doesn't even belong to the government. He's giving permission to the settlers. Do you know the settlers who actually left New York, left Europe, to go and settle on Palestine land? And after the IDF, you know, and all the Zionist, you know, troops, you know, they annihilated, you know, most of the population of Gaza, and took their homes. And now you got New Yorkers, you know, or Europeans even, Jews, you know, living in those properties, you know, and the Arabs, you know, the Palestinians, you know, families, if they haven't been killed yet, they're being disappeared, they're being pushed away, they're being pushed out of Gaza, out of their own. Can you imagine that happening to you personally, you, that someone comes to your house asking for help, and you having a heart, being conscious of humanity, you bring that person into your house, you help them, you feed them, if his clothes are ragged, you give him some clothes, you help those people, yeah? And then suddenly one day when that person gets too acquainted with the place, you know, with you and everyone, start to push into, you know, bringing more friends, you know, and you, obviously, you're a nice person, you're a person with a heart, you accept them, okay, it's family, friends, and everything. But then suddenly you're being pushed out of your own property, you know, and they tell you that property was promised to them 3,000 years ago, when the house was only built about 30 years ago. Anyway, 3,000 years ago, we haven't even got to 2027 yet, you know. So they've got to wait a long, 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 long time. And by the way, this is what the book that they wrote themselves says, that the land is belongs to them. Oh, God. Anyway, this president of Argentina has given them about 100,000 acres. 100,000 acres, man, you know. So they can actually settle there, you know, in the Patagonia. You must have heard Patagonia. If you haven't heard of Patagonia, as it's pronounced, Patagonia, go and Google it. And Patagonia has been described as one of the wonders of the world. Everything is pure. You know, there's no pollution. You're not allowed to go there hunting. You're not allowed. Can you imagine? It's like big countryside with forest and, you know, a little bit of jungle, you know, rivers, you know, beautiful birds that you've never seen anywhere else before. It's excellent, excellent. And you're not even allowed to smoke or to make bonfires. As I said, it's a relic. You know, it's something that the whole continent, especially Argentina and Chile, should be proud of, should look after it, you know. We know for a fact, you know, that those fires that have been going on in Chile and this forest, the south of Chile and the south of Argentina, they've been actually made, they've been on purpose, they've been started, you know, these fires. And they've destroyed most of the forest, most of the jungle, most of the Amazon, the nature that is in that area, in that location of the continent, you know. And you know what happens after that, right? They kill all everything that's nature, everything. So it's all flattened now. And, nothing is going to grow here, so we might as well build. And what they do, they build their own. They build their own, and what the idea is, like Donald Trump had the idea of flattening the whole of Gaza and building some holiday resorts with golf courts and hotels and all that stuff. I remember that there was a mention that Leonardo DiCaprio was the first one to put his hand down and say, right, I'll invest in that. I'll invest in a holiday resort in Palestine, in Gaza. Well, I tell you something, it took him quite a few years, you know, before the council decided to do that. Meanwhile, while they were deciding to do that, they were killing the Palestinians, they were killing, executing them, children. So there is not going to be a future generation of Palestinians if they carry on killing the children. The children will grow up, and they need to grow up because they need to sustain and maintain their country and their culture and their lives, mainly their lives, you know. You have to say, when those children there go to the shop to get some food, if there is any food in the shops, because the Zionists have been stopping all the big trucks with donations from the whole world, and they've been stopping them at the frontier so they cannot get through to the Palestinians. And also they've been destroying the food, they've been stealing the food, they've been stealing everything that goes to help the Palestinians, you know, the IDF and the Zionists have been stealing everything. So anything, and we talking about these same bunch of people that are going to be allowed to live in Patagonia, in the Argentinian side, for the time being, the Argentinian side. And you know, when these people, they settle down, they expand, you know, it's like cancer. You know, if you don't stop it once and for all, it spreads. It's gangrene, man, you know? You have to cut it. Cut. And it's gone. But, unfortunately, both leaders of Chile, the one from Chile, the one from Argentina, they're both pro-Zionist. The Chilean president, you know, ancestors, Nazis who ran away from Europe after the Second World War, and they went to settle in the south of Chile, like many of them did also in Argentina and Guatemala. They went all to South America and Brazil. Have you ever seen a film called The Boys from Brazil? That is based on a true story, you know, about the experiments, you know, that the Nazis were doing. The same with experiments that the Zionists are doing. You know, the biggest human skin bank in the world, where is it? Where? Israel. Organ selling from the Palestinians. The organs have been stolen. You see, I don't want to go into any more details because I know for a fact, you know, that you can imagine in your head the reality of the suffering of the people in Palestine. And to have an idiot, you know, a sick idiot to bring those type of people over to Patagonia and give them land and allow them to settle there? Are you kidding me? This guy is gone. I mean, well, I wish he was gone anyway, but he's gone in the head. He's got no brain whatsoever. And because obviously he declares himself as a self-declared Jew, he says, "Oh, I'm with my people." You know, the only country, who the Zionists are supporting in this World Cup? Have a guess. Well, there you are. You know, Argentina, because Argentina is the biggest support for the Zionists. So there we go. It's a sad situation right now, you know, and it's starting very, very slowly, you know. Not long ago, in fact, you know, it was 2 weeks ago, there was massive fire in Argentina, in the south. If you go to the news, obviously the BBC will not say anything. Sky, they won't mention. If they do mention it, they will mention it like, oh, yeah, there was a fire in Argentina. Now, the president of, you know what I mean? important things for us, they are unimportant for them, right? So we have to make it important for everyone, not just a few. Because what we have to do is, I've been saying this so long, you know, and we've been trying all our lives, you know, to unite with each other and help each other. So the unite makes the force. The union makes the force. We get united, we get stronger. But unfortunately, the new technology is not helping at all, you know, not helping at all. It's being controlled, you know, it's being controlled by somebody out there. You know, it's a bit like, you know, those movies that the Americans make, you know, about a dark power somewhere. Who is controlling the whole world, you know, and if you go against them, they'll destroy you. And, you know, everything that they put in movies, they think they can actually do it in real life too. You know, some guy saying, oh yeah, we got the right to bear arms, you know. Man, 21st century, man, and you're still going around and looking like a cowboy, you know. Everyone is called, it's moved on, man. Now, there are so many wars, so many delinquency, that all we need to do right now is try to stop the wars, because the wars produce delinquency, produce drug addiction, produce, illnesses, you know, produce mental sickness, you know, that's what a war. Well, look at anyone who's been in a war for six months, maybe less, how affected that person comes back to reality, to the real world, right? Now, there we go. Some people have been volunteering, soldiers from the British Army, like they do in the American Army also, and some of the armies, you know, around the world and in Europe, that have volunteered to go and fight in Ukraine. Volunteer to go to fight in Palestine. Fight who? Who are they fighting? They're not fighting anyone. They're attacking people. When those people throw a stone at you, they are defending themselves. They're not attacking you. They are defending. You know when they say, oh, Israel's got the right to defend itself. They're defending for what? They start shit, man. And then they don't want... And then they claim the victim card, you know? I mean, like the United States, oh, yeah, the Iranians are using very powerful weapons, you know, that are not allowed by the United Nations. And they don't, come on, give me a break, man. You just drop two bloody atomic bombs, you know, on a country, you know, and kill millions of people. And people until today, people are still dying from the effects of what you did. The biggest terrorist in the world is the United States. And then you go out, the Zionists. I'm not saying the whole of Israel. There are a lot of people out there, you know, in Israel who oppose the Zionist regime, the Zionist system that these people are trying to impose onto them. Have you seen the news? How they beat up people in the street because they want them to join the army because they're running out of bodies. So, and all the young guys, you know, the ones with a bit of sense, you know, they don't go. They go, no, man, I got nothing to do with that. I don't have anything against the Palestinians. Palestinians in the past, you know, they helped us. They gave us comfort. They gave us shelter. You know, they supported us. And we lived with them for a long, 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 long time until the European Jews started to arrive there. You know, then they go, oh, this land of 3,000 years, and all that stuff that they talk about. They were, man, they're from Ukraine, Germany, Britain, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Russia. They are from all over Europe, right? And they go and claim territory, you know, that doesn't belong to them at all, right? They believe in a book that they, as I said, you know, they wrote themselves. Who's going to write that, you know, to give the special treatment to a group of people? God wouldn't have done that. God said, oh, everyone is my children. They're all my children. All look after each other, you know. I gave you this planet full of everything that you need. Look after the planet. Look after each other. There's plenty room for everyone. And when they go, when the Americans, these idiots, when they go, oh yeah, there's too many, the population of the world is getting too big. We need to have a war, you know, to get rid of some people, you know, because that's not the way to do that. If you want to expand, you know, there are plenty land everywhere, you know, plenty land there, plenty land everywhere in the world. The world is big enough. I think the Almighty out there, you know, made the world big enough for everyone, right? And now, obviously, people are dying of natural causes, accidents, illnesses, you know. So the world started renewing, recycling, you know what I mean? But you don't have to go out there and shoot people, you know, because it's too many people in this world. No, man. That is the wrong thing to go about. You know, I want to say, oh, the Christians, you know, the Jewish, you know, the Muslims and all that. Man, if you respect each other, you know, religions should be respected, you know, because religion, they always teach you something good, you know. Only the misuse of certain religions, they go like, oh, yeah, we have to kill those people because they don't believe in our faith. Uh-huh. No, I don't think so. It's all to do with stupidity, ignorance, if you think like that. You've got to be very, very stupid and thick to think, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill that Christian guy. Oh, I'm going to kill that Jewish guy. What do you do? No, the thing is, there are sects. In every religion, you got a sect, an extremist, that takes the religion, uses the religion as something to hide behind. In order to go and with according to their plans for their own benefits, they use the religion. The real ones, they wouldn't do that. The real ones are the ones who actually they help each other and they support each other in every case. Like right now, for example, you know, the other day, a few weeks ago, that big demonstration in London. Great demonstration, pro-Palestine, supporting Palestine. And there were a lot of Jewish members of the Jewish community from London who were taking part too, with the Palestinian flag, you know, saying that, we respect the Palestinians, you know. And what happened? Police came and arrested them because they had the Palestinian flag, you know, there. So, you see, you get the establishment even being swallowed, you know, by the Zionists. You know, in the United States, it's the idiots who get swallowed, you know, by Trump's fake lies. You know, I'm really sorry, but I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. I know you guys, you want to listen to some music. Anyway, As I was saying earlier on, you know, I'm going to tell you again about the night that my friend is organizing, you're right? It's on the 23rd of July from 6 till 11 at Highway in Sheffield, S13GF. It's a free event for the public, featuring vinyl activities, and creative networking with live blues taking us into the sunset. And if you got a guitar, bring it in, and you can play some music, you know, live and direct. Okay, amigos, let's listen to some music now for a little change, man. Next week, never stop talking about Palestine, never, until the whole thing is sorted and Palestine is free. Because it's our duty now, our duty as humanitarian beings like we are, to say so, to speak out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If they put you in prison, you know, they accuse you because you were protesting in the street to support the Palestinian cause, they are in the wrong. You are not. According to them, you are in the wrong because you're arrested. And, you know, as soon as you get arrested, you're a criminal. You did this, you did that. You know, don't put up resistance, you know, if they come to arrest you. No, don't, because that's one of the reasons why they're after also. If it's a peace demonstration, right, you're marching, or then you sit on the floor in front of the I don't know, Buckingham Palace or whatever big institution building, and they come to arrest you, don't fight. Don't fight back. Don't fight. No. Just, okay, take me. Because that's what the police always want. Not just in England, everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world. Because they want action. Because they're bored. You know, they think, oh, what are we come here for? There's nothing happening. It's just a bunch of guys shouting, you know, and showing signs and stuff. You know, let's make it a little more interesting. So they go and arrest someone. And that someone obviously think, you know, they violated my rights. So I'm gonna protest against that and start shouting, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as you start shouting, the police said, oh, you're offending the police. You know, it's a charge against you because the police you cannot treat the police like this, blah, 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 blah. And then they twist your arm and you go, hey, there, stop twisting my arm, you know. And they do give you pain. They do give you pain. You know, what is, you know, when you don't show you on TV being arrested, no, you're not just going like nice and peacefully. They're not taking you nice and peacefully. They're giving you pain, you know, before you go there. Anyway, just let them arrest you. Don't run away, not either. Don't run away either, because if they got the dogs, they're gonna let the dogs on you, and that's gonna be painful, be sore. You're gonna be sore in hospital, and then in hospital, obviously, if the dog comes to attack you, you're gonna push the dog away. Oh, he attacked the police officer, because you know dogs are police officers too, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame the dogs. You know, I blame the bloody owners, you know, who trained them to be savages. But not all police dogs are the same. No. They only act under orders. Yes, a police dog will not attack you unless it's been told to. All right, so be careful out there. If you love animals, you know, just stand quiet. Don't put your hands up. Put it to one side. If you put the hands up, the dog might think that you're trying to attack him, you know, by holding your hands up. Put your hands down and just stay there. Right. Okay, amigos. That was a bit of advice on how to get arrested. And I'm thinking anyone should fight the police when you've been arrested, you've been arrested. That's it, you know. But those people in London, can you imagine veterans that lived through Second World War? They were children when they were in Second World War. They survived, you know, and now they see that the world has not changed, you know, the war is going on and how bad it is, you know, for the Palestinian people. Obviously, you're going to get up from your armchair, get out of your house and go and say something because you're still alive. If you speak out, it's because you're still alive. Don't don't fear your freedom of speech. You know, you're free to say it. If you don't offend anyone, that is, you know, if you don't offend anyone, because offense obviously is not legal, you know. So, but if you speak your mind, I mean, like I am doing right now, I'd probably be arrested, you know, when I leave the building, you know, because I said something wrong, because I said something against the Zionists, you know. Who knows? Well, anyway, I'll hear some music for you guys while I go and check the door outside.
Philosopher, giving it up to all my Latinos in Sheffield, UK, and worldwide. Dale, it's my turn on the mic, time to eliminate competition. This beat and my rhymes have just formed this coalition. Don't challenge me, cause I've got more lyrical ammunition. The everyday corrupt backstabbing politician with style and flow that's got all you suckers wishing that I don't slice and dash you like Bruce in Pulp Fiction. Now I'm in position, I'll take it to another level. Something that's incredible, definitely inevitable. Spanish or English, te lo digo simplemente. Kicking it with my gente while drinking aguardiente. Lo sientes? That's the beat taking you on a trip. Let me take another sip, and you never see me slip. Now don't give me any jip, I have to give you tippity tip. Not to lose your damn grip, I'm gonna have to rip it and rip the mic from your mano, and I crush you like gusano. Cause I'm far from being sano, y te dije que te gano. In this war of words, while you struggle and strive, and I've just wiped the floor with you rapping on Sheffield Live.
De la patria, donde el cielo está en la copa de los árboles sin flores. Pude ver de cerca la esperanza dibujándose en el rostro de los pobres pescadores. Suena la flor de agua su cantar, no ambiciona más que su existir. Siglos recorriendo sin laureles, trasnochados espineles, encarnados con patín. Cuidado el aparejo pescador, tal vez se haya enganchado un surubí. Qué ganas de gritar, que yo también nací en la ribera azul del Paraná. Cuidado el aparejo pescador, tal vez se haya enganchado un surubí. Qué ganas de gritar, que yo también nací en la ribera azul del Paraná. Salta juguetón algún dorado, espejismos de oro y plata por la magia del verano. De misterios en el río, cuando llega sobre el eco, cabalgando un alarido. Suena un acordeón en chamamé, paso de la patria guaraní. Mi cantar es suma, es elocuente. Si usted nunca fue a Corrientes, no conoce mi país.
Miss the little things that you wouldn't expect, like the freshly baked maraqueta baguette. Yet the things you remember you hold to your heart, till that fateful day that you depart. Playing football in the park, drinking escudo, laughing in the dark. Todo the Latino mellow out, chill out. You know what I'm talking about, so homesick that you wanna shout.
Yo que fui nacido en un pueblo tan caliente, entre cordilleras blancas somos voces renacientes. Siento el orgullo de la gente en mi país, con sangre y sudor yo defiendo mi raíz. Memorias con familia cocinando un asado, tocando la guitarra con canciones del pasado. Tengo vientos en mis alas, libertad como un condor, los mismos sentimientos el aparejo pescador.
Cuidado el aparejo pescador, tal vez se haya enganchado un surubí. Qué ganas de gritar, que yo también nací en la ribera sur del Paraná.
Hits you hard, y te mueve las caderas. With the power of a nation, Costa Rica, de Punta Arenas, in my venas, in the blood that makes you feeling free with the strength and the heart. The mighty Mapuche warrior, I'm Latino de la sangre, like I told you once before. Return once again just to level up the score. The poet asesino going on a murder mission. The harmer body count, the lower chance of extradition. Only joking, Mr. Blair. Now, how can I be a killer? Cemetery filler, boot stop, I see my chiller. You're a killer, Mr. Sinner. I leave that up to you. Without from George Bush, cause you stuck to him like glue. The children in my homeland, every day they're getting sicker. Sitting on your butt cheeks while your pockets are getting thicker. Let me figure, we've been chained. Es hora de quebrar cadenas esta noche que buscamos libertad.
Esta noche buscamos nuestra libertad. Estoy acompañado pero en soledad. Me caen las lágrimas por volver a ti. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí.
The London Latin, smooth like satin, viviendo la vida, going through life, laughing, smashing, grabbing the mic, getting the crowd high, put your glass to the sky. Santiago's inside, representing Chile with pride. Bella Vista es mi barrio en Santiago, and I'm the microfono mago, gonna take it to another level, make the public wanna raise the bass and treble. And as for this nation, a nation where the NHS can't even bed its patients, racist police, Stephen Lawrence, rest in peace. God knows what you could have been or achieved, you got cheated. Those cops shouldn't be breathing. And when the day to die is when the score's even. Ya no es tiempo de hablar. Esta es la noche que buscamos libertad.
Esta noche buscamos nuestra libertad. Estoy acompañado pero en soledad. Me caen las lágrimas por volver a ti. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí.
Our purpose to this day is to punish all our foes.
To keep a flow tight, keep the public on their toes.
Every ruler on a list, I suggest you lay low.
We're exposing every one of you and putting you on show.
To the people of the world, everybody pay attention. Ronald Reagan, Maggie Thatcher, no, we'll all get a mention.
And prevention is the cure to stop you coming to the fore. You're all wicked to the core, let me take you on a tour.
To the ghettos and the slums, meet the junkies and the bums. Blood flowing out the bodies from the shots of the guns. There's crimes on the streets, a baby in the bin. Have you taken us all in? We'll let the games begin.
You're guilty of the seven sins and I will be a judge. And when I come and sentence you, I won't even budge. Once you put away for good, eso es calidad. Porque esta es la noche que buscamos libertad.
Esta noche buscamos nuestra libertad. Estoy acompañado pero en soledad. Me caen las lágrimas por volver a ti. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí.
Mi patria bien querida, llevo siempre en mi mente. How long to return to your lagos and your gente. Pero sientes un dolor, a pain deep inside. Blood flowing in your ties, tears fall from your skies. But it's about time to put an end to the struggle. I'm about to burst a bubble, find the cause of all the trouble. So, General Augusto, let me ask you a simple question. Where the hell were you when my people were in oppression? Were you fighting bare hands? Somehow I think not. You were living like a fat rat and killing from the top. So start to compromise when I take you by surprise. Now repeat to me those lies where you look me in the eyes. Your demise is not fair. Physical, purely in the mental, when your bruise is accidental, when the truth is fundamental. It's been a long time, pero tenemos la verdad. Y esta fue la noche en que encontramos libertad.
Esta noche encontramos nuestra libertad. Como una victoria a la humanidad. Mi corazón se alegra al pensar en ti. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí. Y canto desde lejos solo para ti. Espera mi llegada, pronto volveré. Entre las alamedas libre cantaré. Entre las alamedas libre cantaré. Entre las alamedas libre cantaré.
Yes, recuérdalo. Recuerda cuando te conocí.
Right.
Era mi chica de los ojos café.
That was P18, Kid Chocolate. And the one before it was Amparanoia, a lady from Spain, singing music like you never known. Yeah? Very soul style.
Soft to the ear.
Yeah, her name is Amparo Sanchez. And that was her project. Fantastic show.
Amparo Sanchez.
Yeah. And this is P18. That was a wonderful thing from the barrio of Paris. Very good stuff. And it's daylight. It's only 17 minutes past 5 in the morning. Sheffield is waking up. We're still in action.
I can see the birds
and
flying.
We can't wait to go to the next party.
De Colombia.
Caracas,
cumbia de carnaval.
En Bogotá,
cumbia de carnaval.
En Buenos Aires,
cumbia de carnaval.
En México lindo,
cumbia de carnaval.
En el Perú,
cumbia de carnaval.
Río de Janeiro,
cumbia de carnaval.
En Puerto Rico,
cumbia de carnaval.
En Barcelona,
cumbia de carnaval.
En Nueva York,
cumbia de carnaval.
En Panamá,
cumbia de carnaval.
Barranquilla,
cumbia del carnaval.
En Santa Marta,
cumbia del carnaval.
En Montería,
cumbia del carnaval.
Cali la Bella,
cumbia del carnaval.
En Manizales,
cumbia del carnaval.
En La Guajira,
cumbia del carnaval.
En El Chocó,
cumbia del carnaval.
Y en todas partes,
cumbia del carnaval.
We'll be right back.
arriving at the end of the show. 5 minutes left, man. So anyway, yes, don't forget that the message I gave you, let me just find it one more time, because this could be very, very, very interesting, you know. Thursday, the 23rd of July, 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock at Highway in Sheffield, S1. It's a free for the public event featuring vinyl activities and creative network. Live blues taking us into the sunset. That should be interesting. Anyway, guys, and listeners, I want you to join me again next Monday from 5 till 7. And like my friend here did, you can also text me, send me some information or a message or whatever you want me to shout out for, some special event, anything that you want me to announce. Okay, amigos, amigas, take care of each other, love one another, and free Palestine.
Cumbia de mi región.
Baila esta cumbia que guapa, que osa.
Baila,
vaya.
Baila esta cumbia que...